Now that you've got the skinny on how to use your mouth safely for oral sex, let's move right along and discuss the fun part. Everyone has their own favorite tips for oral sex, and some of them actually make sense and work. But sadly, an awful lot of what people advise about going down on a pussy or a cock is just stupid. Every magazine aimed at women, at one point or another, has done an oral sex issue, and the advice for sucking cock you can find in them is just as dumb as the lousy tips for pleasing a pussy. If you want to make your partner very, very happy, there's a few things you really do need to keep in mind. Whether you're licking a pussy or sucking a cock, when it comes to oral sex, just remember this. Communicate. I know I'm a huge communication person, and you're probably tired of hearing about it. Seriously, nothing is sexier than letting your partner know that they can tell you how to please them, especially for your partner. A lover who wants to please me is willing to listen when I tell him or her what feels good, and then works to improve their skills, is worth their weight in gold. I'm even willing to put up with a lackluster performance if you show willingness to listen and improve. All you have to do is ask, "Do you like this? Does this feel good? Want more?" And when they answer, freaking listen and do what they say. No matter what you're doing to please your partner during oral sex, taking your time and being thorough is always a good thing. Slow down. It's not a sprint. This is a marathon. You're going to be down there for a while, so get comfy and be prepared for the long, slow, painstakingly perfectionist attempt to make your partner come on your face. Nothing is worse than a male who goes down, cursorily licks a couple times, and then pops back up, ready for intercourse. No, no, no. You need to be down there at least half an hour, if not more. You want to lick my pussy, you need to be patient and take your time. Hell, if you're sucking a cock, you better not punk out after giving it three licks. It's not a Tootsie Pop. Three licks will not do the job. Pussies and cocks both need gentle love and patience. I swear to God, if you decide to use your teeth in any way on my clit, labia, or inner thigh, I will fucking kick you in the head. And if you bite a cock, you deserve what you have coming to you. Be gentle with your partner's genitalia. You've got a huge bundle of nerves in your mouth. Treat it with reverence. If you do feel the need to spank a clit or nibble a thigh, make sure your partner is on board with this plan, because the reflexive kick is a real thing that happens. This leads back to communicate. As an oral sex tip, by the way, warn a person before you kick into high gear with the CBT and pussy torture. If you like this, you'll like my blog. It's fetishphonesexblog.com, or you can always call me at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.